This is the Music Mentor Podcast. What is going on, my friends? This is Demian, your host of the Music Mentor Podcast, and welcome to episode number 228. So last week, I might have lied to you because I told you that the previous episode was going to talk about anything and everything having to do with socially distant learning. And I try to speak in both the perspective of the potential student and the potential teacher. But I realized that I didn't go as deep as I should have when it came to choosing what we want to learn. I spoke a little bit of the how. But the actual why and the what is something that I want to tackle this week. But as always, before I get started, I want to give a massive shout out to the wonderful companies that I endorse. Zildjian Cymbals, Vader Drumsticks, LP Percussion, Remo Drum Heads, Gibraltar Hardware, Simpat Accessories, U-Bases by Calibrand, Yuka Tape, Nirvana Handpans, and especially their Acolyte model, which I absolutely love, and I'm excited because I'm going to be sharing some new music with you all very soon. And last but not least, Ultimate Ears in-ear monitors. And if you want to get a 20% discount through me, all you have to do is, once you're ready to purchase something from the Ultimate Ears website, before you pull the trigger, you email my friend Ultimate Audio Joe, who works for Ultimate Audio Joe Lesser at ultimateaudiojoe@gmail.com, and you give him the code DA20, you send him an email, you ask him any questions you want, and you'll get a 20% discount across the board. That sounded confusing, but it's not that hard. So one of the things that I've noticed in this sort of ecosystem of education and wanting to be more versatile in different instruments or whatnot, and putting myself in a beginner situation or a beginner student position, is that when people are trying to talk about online learning and pitching their lessons in their programs, or when they talk about suggestions like I'm doing today, a lot of people tend to overlook, or not that it's not that they overlook, I feel like they imply, and maybe I've been guilty of that, or we, so I'm going to speak as in we, right? Maybe we imply that it's like almost like an easy formula, like oh yeah, all you got to do is choose what kind of player you want to be and what kind of musician you want to be and what kind of music you want to do, and then you pick a course accordingly. It's all about that. And the reality is that that is not a reality. Things change so much, and there are so, not only are there infinite possibilities when it comes to what to learn and as a whole, but there are also, due to the wonderful age that we live in, there are, all those things are there for us to learn. They're out there, they're available, and in numerous forms, and things change. So not only is the way things are being taught constantly changing, the way we consume that is constantly changing, but we are constantly changing. So the person that we wanted, or the musician that we wanted to do, is always sort of impacted by numerous things, whether they are priorities, whether they are technology changes, maybe it's our budget, maybe it has to do with where we live and what instruments we are able to learn at home. For example, if you live in a studio apartment in New York City, you might not be able to do drum lessons. Or if you live with your parents in a very small home and you want to play drums or you want to play marimba, you can, because you can have a marimba in that room. So things change. So what I, and on top of that, priorities as well, depending on so many things, our age, what we think we can accomplish or not, and so on and so forth. But I think it's the way that you can know what it is that you want to learn is very similar to, in, to a degree, it's a common denominator of this podcast, and it has to do with your goals and dreams, and also a caveat of an added perspective when it comes to being flexible and understanding that there's times and places for everything. So what I'm trying to get to is that that specific flexibility is related to the current state of affairs and the current state of a pandemic, of a lockdown, and limiting our person-to-person interaction. So more than perfecting your craft, and I'm going to speak specifically to somebody that already knows what they want to learn. More than perfecting your craft, more than just continuing to do what you do, what I would encourage you to do is to learn something completely different or something that is going to add value to what you already know, because I would assume that, or the way that I've been able to function in this world and not go crazy is to be aware that the world has changed, but at the same time to hope for some return to normalcy at some point. That implies that this is all temporary. So instead of, you know, taking a complete left turn and going somewhere completely off, know that whatever it is that I choose to do that might be quote unquote different from what I'm learning is only temporary as well. So it helps, it goes both ways. And what I mean by that is that it allows you to learn something for a short period of time, and it also gives you the confidence that things might return to normal. So an example of that is if you have all your stuff together and you're a wonderful bass player, let's just say, but you don't know much about, and you're in a band, right? And you're all on a break, and you want to, or your band needs to sell merch, and you don't know how to do any of that. Maybe you might look into learning about having an online shop and all those things, right? So that is all the other things that we can learn to add value to who we are, not to our brand, but who we are as people, well-rounded individuals when it comes to the music ecosystem and the music business. That is one thing. Now, if you are somebody that wants to learn from scratch or are in a lower quote-unquote level and want to progress, and you are definitely trying to think about what you want to learn, the only answer that I can give you that feels authentic and feels just and feels appropriate is not like, yeah, just do whatever you want to do like that. I would say to think about your learning within whatever instrument or area you want to focus on, to not see it as this ladder, and I've spoken about this before, don't see it as a ladder or a pyramid of what you need to learn first. And you don't need to 100% learn music theory first. And you don't need to learn rudiments first as a drummer. You don't need to. Are those things, you know, sort of foundational blocks? Of course they are. They're very important. But it doesn't mean that you absolutely must know what a Phrygian scale is for you to be able to play it or hear it or feel it or identify it or relate to it. Same with, you know, a drum rudiment. You don't need to know, you know, what a paradiddle is or whatever. It doesn't matter. You can learn that, but it doesn't have to be it. So if you are wanting to learn, think about it all as a jigsaw puzzle where it has all these other pieces and the perspective is much different and broader than just this pyramid when it's from bottom to top. And I think that will allow you to a degree, exercise some sort of, not forgiveness, but flexibility and understand that there are many things to learn and they just come at different times. And you're only going to learn, to know sort of what type of student you are, especially if you're older, but what type of student you are by going back and learning things in numerous ways. And, you know, we've always heard this thing of, I'm a visual learner, or I'm more of an auditive learner, or I'm more of a, you know, all those things are valid, but I don't subscribe that we're all one kind of learner or one kind of student. I don't believe in that. I think that we are audio learners when we need to be audio and visual learners when we need to be visual, and so on and so forth. So we need to learn while we're learning and understanding what we want. So sort of to finish this, when it came to bass, which is the instrument that I'm trying to learn the most, and I was trying to go over what methods I wanted to, aside from private lessons, which, as I spoke about in the previous episode, it's incredibly important and the most beneficial. It had to do with what my current situation was. So I couldn't go see my friends in person and take lessons because of the pandemic. So I chose an online method. That was one of the items of the list, right? The global side of it. Online lessons instead of in-person lessons. Then did I want individual sort of online one-to-one lessons, or did I want a platform that had more than just what I wanted to do with a direct mentor or one single instructor, for example? And I wanted to learn from as many people as possible because I didn't know where I wanted to go. So the not knowing exactly what I wanted to do allowed me to sort of find comfort in that and go to a platform where I had the option to do many things. If I were to compare it to having that in a single teacher, would be asking him or her to show you numerous styles of music in the following few lessons, so you know what you want, or instead of specific lessons, maybe something along the lines of styles, techniques, theory, and so on and so forth. I think it's very important. So you kind of have the best of both worlds. So now, once I knew that I wanted, I knew what I wanted. It started revealing itself to me the more I was in this process. Then I started realizing, okay, what are the benefits of learning what in which order? And it wasn't a pragmatic thing. It sort of started developing by itself. And I encourage you to be as active and meaningful and purposeful as possible when choosing, but also like to be flexible and sort of let it flow and go with the journey that is learning, and which seems to be like a journey within a journey. So that's what I got. I think that's something that has helped me understand what I want to learn. And then I start gravitating toward different things within that world. So I think that taking the initiative, being aware of not only the time that you're spending, but if you're spending the money, you will see that it's much more effective than just seeing random YouTube videos that have no order. And there's a limiting ceiling to what you can learn to a degree, because it's not as personalized as you would need it for you to be very much a continuous body in progress. And that is what we want. We want to progress. We don't just want to, like I said on a previous episode, of confusing motion with progress. You don't want to just like learn and play and play and play with no purpose. There has to be intention behind it. And individualized attention matters. And individualized lesson plans matter. And also the intention of trying to make whatever it is you choose to ingest individualized matters a lot. Thank you so much for listening. This was the Music Mentor Podcast.